This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a classic silent film that shows a rocket zooming toward the man in the moon. It hits him smack in the eye. That was early science fiction. Well, this morning, NASA did something a little bit like that. It smashed an empty rocket into a cold, dark lunar crater near the moon's south pole. The goal was to kick up evidence of water in the form of ice, as NPR's Neil Greenfield Boyce reports.
Moments before, the big rocket part crashed into a lunar crater at more than 5,000 miles per hour. Flight director Rusty Hunt asked his team at NASA's Ames Research Center in California if they were ready for the impact.
Payloader, you go. Go flight. Science.
Go.
As the chunk of rocket hurtled down towards the lunar surface, another spacecraft followed. Its cameras and science instruments were sending images and data back to Earth. NASA showed this footage live on the internet. You could see gray craters slowly coming closer and closer until the big target crater, Cabeus, filled the screen with black shadows hiding its floor.
All stations flight. Mark Centaur impact.
But when the rocket hit, the footage didn't show a big explosion. The images just got fuzzy and disappeared. As planned, the observation spacecraft had crashed a few minutes after the first impact. All around the country, people had gathered to watch NASA sock it to the moon. At the museum in Washington, D.C., NASA officials and people off the street viewed the footage on a big screen. John Glowacki of McLean, Virginia, had come with his daughter and young son, who was wearing a spacesuit costume. Glowacki said the crash didn't look quite like he expected.
I was waiting for the plume, actually, but I guess that comes later. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
The impact was expected to send a huge cloud of debris miles up above the crater's rim, but initial images didn't show that. At a press conference, mission managers said maybe the plume just didn't rise as high as they expected or was at an angle.
I guess I'm not necessarily surprised because I knew I would be surprised, if that makes any sense. I knew we were going someplace that to expect what you're not going to expect.
Anthony Colapriet is the project scientist for this mission, which is called LCROSS, for Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite. His team said images were still being processed from the spacecraft and telescopes that were watching the crash. We'll be putting the latest pictures up at NPR.org. Colapriet says they already know enough to say the mission was successful.
I can certainly report there was an impact. We saw the impact. We saw the crater. And we got good measurements, spectroscopic measurements, which is what we needed, of the impact event.
He says it looks like they'll have the data they need to answer the question, is water hidden inside the moon's darkest, coldest craters? He said it'll be a while before they make any announcements, but reporters pressed Colapriet to say if any early signs of water had been found. One reporter asked if he would know if water is there later in the day.
I probably will, but I'm not going to tell you. No.
He says his team has to study the new information thoroughly.
We just got to sit back and be careful. We don't want to, again, life is full of surprises. We want to be careful not make a false negative or a false positive claim.
Knowing if water is in the craters, and if so, how much, would be scientifically interesting as well as potentially useful as NASA plans future exploration efforts. Colapriet said his team would be working feverishly. But first, they were going to get some sleep. They'd been up all night getting ready for their brief 1-2 punch to the moon. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.